From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. The Missouri House is advancing a bill to make it legal for organizations to provide free needles to drug users. Republican Representative Holly Reeder said yesterday, Missouri groups now pass out clean syringes to intravenous drug users with the goal of preventing the spread of hepatitis C and HIV through dirty needles. But state law bans possessing drug paraphernalia, which puts the needle exchanges in murky legal waters. Skeptics in the House questioned whether exchanges will make that much of a difference in the fight against the opioid epidemic and raised concerns that it would enable drug misuse. But Reeder says it could help build relationships between health professionals handing out needles and drug users, hopefully leading more to treatment. House members gave the measure initial approval in a voice vote. Missouri lawmakers are trying again to reduce the duration of state jobless benefits to one of the shortest periods nationally. House members gave the measure initial approval in a voice vote yesterday. It needs another vote to move to the Senate. The bill's a revival of a failed 2015 plan to cut the maximum benefits to 13 weeks if the state's jobless rate is below 6%. That's 7 weeks fewer than what's now allowed. Missouri's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 3.5% in December. Under Representative Scott Fitzpatrick's proposal, benefits would top out at 20 weeks if the jobless rate goes over 9%. Under proposed legislation, Missouri schools could see a change in their sex education curriculum. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg reports.
The proposed bill would expand Missouri's sex education curriculum to include sexual harassment, sexual assault, and consent. Under the proposed legislation, only schools that already provide sex education would be required to change its curriculum. Representative Holly Reeder, the bill's sponsor, stated that this legislation is a collaboration between herself and students of the University of Missouri. Reeder talked about her own family's experience with sexual violence and how communication was important.
We did not feel that it was our fault, that we had done anything to provoke that. We knew that we could come forward and tell what had happened.
The bill received moderate support from the committee, with at least three lawmakers expressing the need for consent education in schools. Reporting from Jefferson City, Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
The Missouri Supreme Court sided yesterday with the State Ethics Commission after it charged a former state lawmaker nearly $230,000 for campaign finance violations. Judges unanimously upheld the decision by the commission, which is responsible for checking compliance with campaign finance laws, to penalize former St. Louis Democratic Senator Robin Wright Jones. Weather experts say Missouri is experiencing its driest winter in more than 40 years, worsening a drought that started last summer. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that from September through January, Missouri recorded average precipitation at 8.3 inches. That's basically less than half of what Missouri usually receives. The drought's especially bad in east central and south central Missouri. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.